Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, for the opportunity to share anything about you. And I ask anyone who's listening that you would wash them and wash me of all my sin and my filth and cleanse me right now. What a great request. What an amazing request. It's not something we think to ask, but it's what we need if we want to live and be close with you. And God, I pray that you'd wash it in the blood of your son, Jesus, and just bless anyone that's listening to this right now. In your name, Jesus. Amen. This is just a quick encouragement. Hello and welcome to anyone who's listening to this right now. But I really want to help you understand what life is really about. And I want to do that because 1 John 5 says that the whole world is under the sway of Satan. The whole world. That means every single person you see, from the serial killer, the rapist, the child molester, to the soccer mom, to the sweet old grandma, everyone, the social worker, everyone is under the sway of Satan. That's not me trying to be extreme. That's not it at all. Jesus said in John 16, the ruler of this world is coming. He's talking about Satan. When Jesus was being tempted in the desert for 40 days, the enemy, Satan, came to him and was tempting him with kingdoms and all types of different worldly things. And he said, all these things have been delivered unto me. Satan is in control of this world. All influence, it all belongs to him. God has given it to him. God is truly the God of the universe and ultimately is sovereign and in control of everything in your life. But make no mistake, everyone who is not born again is under the sway of Satan and the kingdom of darkness and all the angels that fell with him. And the most important thing you can do, the most important thing you can do is to keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Listen to me. To keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Satan will present many different agendas and concerns that will seemingly be good and well-intended, but they will be to your destruction. You can send your child to the best schools. You can go to the best schools yourself. You can get the best jobs. You can have the best physique. But if your eyes aren't in Christ, if you're not born again, the ultimate destination for you is hellfire. Even as somebody who's been born again, if you get your eyes on something other than Christ, it will be to your demise. And if you are born again, it won't be very long that you will stay in that state because the Holy Spirit won't allow you to. He convicts the world of sin and judgment and righteousness. How much more will he convict you if he lives inside of you? So if you've been living in sin and if you've been living in this state, I'm saying the most important thing for you is to get born again. And if you're born again, the most important thing for you is to listen to the Holy Ghost and keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. What does that mean exactly? Well, that means recognizing that you need God. Recognizing that everything you have is because God has given it to you. And your ultimate problem is not that you need more stuff. It's not that your kids need more stuff. It's not that you need things in your relationships to work out. That's not what you need. What you ultimately need is to understand and know Jesus Christ. And Jeremiah 9, it says, let the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the wise person, let not the person with degrees and education and all types of intellectual achievements. He's a genius. He's a savant, whatever it is. Don't even let him glory in that. Don't let the Steve Dawkins or whoever it is glory in their intellect. Don't let the mighty glory in their might. Don't let the person who is strong, physical, you know, has a physique that is just, that blows people away. You know, whatever it is, whatever it is that they wear, or they just look great in it, or they're strong and mighty. Don't let them even boast in that. Don't let the person who is rich, if you have income, if you have resources, if you can go get what you want when you want it, the latest phone comes out, the latest tablet comes out, the latest whatever comes out, you can get it. You can provide. You can do all those different things. Don't boast in that. But here's what God says in Jeremiah 9. He says, boast, or rather, let him that boast. Glory in this, that they know me, that they understand me, that I am God. Look, I want you to understand, you want to know God. You want to know God deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. There is never a level of contentment you should ever have with your relationship with God. You should always strive and desire to go deeper with Him. We live in a world that is going to make you feel like you're missing out. We're living in a world that will make you feel like you're missing out. And it's so ironic. Think about it. What does the world tell you you need? It tells you need money. It tells you need to have to be successful. You need to have a college degree. You need to have an education. You need to have a good job. You need to be able to have money to do your own things. And you need to be able to look good and be healthy. But have you marked the people who have those things? I mean, just go to the celebrity. Just go to a celebrity that has all those things. Do you see happiness in that world? Do you see true happiness? Do you see families growing, kids growing and being nurtured? Or do you see despair, anxiety, drug use, addictions, drug abuse, drug and alcohol, substance abuse, divorce? The world is constantly trying to push you, a God that cannot satisfy you. And I'm telling you that Jesus Christ alone gives you what you need. Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit. Now remember, the Spirit of God, this person, the Holy Spirit, only Jesus can baptize you with Him. Only Jesus can give you this person. But listen to what the scripture says. What happens when you have this person? Galatians 5:21 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, the ability to suffer for a long time kindly, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. I say it again. The fruit of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, only through believing on Jesus Christ, only through throwing yourself on Jesus Christ, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control or temperance. The world is consuming drugs, moving from relationship to relationship, locked in pornography, moving from job to job, career to career, cell phone to cell phone, carrier to carrier, whatever it is, car to car, outfit to outfit, diet to diet, because they're trying to get this. They're trying to get that fruit. They want to experience love. They want to love. They want joy. They want peace. They want the ability to deal with grief and suffering, to deal with pain. They want the ability to be good, to be gentle, to have faith, to be meek, and to have self-control. They want those things. But you can get them in Christ Jesus. So I just want to encourage you that the only thing you need to know is to know Jesus Christ, to pick up your Bible and to learn about Jesus. Read the scriptures differently. Just don't read them to accumulate information, but go to your Bible and understand Jesus. Understand God. Why does He say what He says? Why does He do what He does? What is He in the Gospels? Why does He talk to certain people a particular way and others another way? Learn about Jesus. Talk to Him. Bring your concerns to Him. It says in the Psalms that God is a refuge to us. Pour out your hearts to God. He's a refuge to us. Talk to the Lord about what you're going through in your life. Talk to the Lord about your temptations. Ask Him for forgiveness. And above all, repent. Repent and keep a pure heart. Lord, I just thank You, God, for Your Holy Spirit. I thank You for the Word of God and just it being able to illuminate our souls and to show us what's right and to show us what's wrong. God, I just thank You for Jesus Christ. As it says in 1 John 3:8, that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was brought to light, was manifested to destroy the work of the devil, and the work of the devil is that he has everyone under his sway. But by holding on to Jesus Christ and by praying to your Son and by knowing Him, we can destroy the works of the devil and we can walk in peace and holiness and light and have a future 700 years from now, 7 million years from now, 7 millennia from now, Lord, we can have it. So, Lord, bless anyone listening to this, Jesus, in Your name, amen.